From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazil's Supreme Court rejects an appeal by the president. President Dilma Rousseff wanted the court to stop the Senate impeachment process against her, but the court rejected her request, clearing the way for a Senate debate and vote by Thursday. In Washington, this reaction from White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
You know, as it relates to the political situation, you know, we continue to have confidence in the mature, durable, democratic institutions in Brazil to withstand the challenge.
Newspaper polls have indicated that 50 senators are expected to vote in favor of a trial, many more than the majority needed. However, it is not clear that these senators would also vote to convict her. Officials say bombings across the Iraqi capital killed at least 75 people Wednesday. The deadliest attack occurred during the morning rush hour when a car bomb ripped through a market in the Sadr City area, killing at least 64 people and wounding 40. Edward Uranian reports.
Ambulances rushed to the scene of the explosion in Sadr City as bystanders picked through overturned carts, stalls, and wooden crates. Witnesses say the explosion took place in front of a beauty salon and that many of the victims of the blast were women. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
A new report by the Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology and the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research says air pollution could lead to 570,000 premature deaths in India. A new report says the number of people throughout the world who are uprooted from their homes due to conflicts and natural disasters stood at a record 40.8 million last year. That's the highest figure ever recorded. This is VOA News.